In this fifth chapter in the Gospel according to Mark, we listen to what many scriptural scholars talked about, the Mark sandwich. I think I've mentioned this before, but it's really good to just think about it again. The first thing is that this is, I remember in the seminary how we looked at it as different sections, like A, B, C, D, E, something like that. And then the climax, and then going backwards. So D, apostrophe, C, B, and A, to kind of finish this sandwich story, which is a beautiful way of Mark was writing. And he was always writing quickly. I mean, some of the words, I mean, his gospel is basically the prelude of the passion of Jesus Christ. So Jesus in this gospel is always moving forward. All right, and so we have in the climax of this is right in the middle. All right, so we have first Jairus, his daughter is dying, and then you stop with Mark, and then he talks about this woman that has this hemorrhage, this sickness. And then you go through that passage and go back to the daughter and his dad and mom. Well, what happens in the middle? It was faith. Faith. If I but touch his clothes, I shall be cured. It's kind of the climax. And I think actually the climax is Jesus talking to this woman. Because you introduce now people that are disagreeing Jesus Christ. The disciples. Jesus said, I felt something go away from me, like my power. And he wasn't like a Superman. He was God. And they said, well, look at around you. How do you know that somebody touched you and blah, blah, blah? Well, he knew that, and he was looking around. And the woman came forward and gave the truth. And Jesus wasn't mad with her. But what did he say to her? Daughter, your faith has saved you. Go in peace and be cured of your affliction. And now the next crowd comes in saying, hey, so the synagogue, your daughter has died. You don't worry about the teacher. We don't have to worry about him anymore. And so what's going on? And he knows, he's God, he knows what's going on. And what do they do? He says, she's not dead, she's asleep. And they ridiculed him. He brought him in, just the three disciples. He goes in. He says, Talitha cum, little girl, I say to you, arise. She stood up. Now in this passage, I think there's two images for all of us. Is faith in our climax, in our whole, in our soul? Can we believe things like, if I could touch his clothes, I'd be healed? Or I believe that I'm going to kneel to him like the synagogue man, to kneel before Jesus and saying, please help me. Or are we going to be like the disciples or the crowd thinking that Jesus is ridiculed or said, why are you looking for this woman? Great question for us. Do we believe in faith? Or do we believe in people that disagree with Jesus and his miracles?